Chat 96.5, The Fan. Very, very relevant today for the Royals to have a discussion about the trade deadline. As we were there yesterday, Kramer and myself, and Vern, obviously, who's there every day. Talk about a guy who loves the wintertime. You talk about how we need a month off. That guy needs like 2 months off after doing 162.
He does. So, there's no question.
Shout out to Vern for all of that. But Vern was in there doing the Lord's work that he does here at 96.5 The Fan. Again, by the way, his On Deck show at 5:30. If you can win his pitch clock segment that he does, which he'll do at 5:40-ish, tickets to the Mets series, 10-year anniversary of the World Series victory. A lot of people over there at the K yesterday in left field taking pictures with the trophies. I didn't know that was there. That was really cool to see. From all ages, like, you got little kids out there that weren't even born 10 years ago. Then you got, like, guys that have been there for 85 and 15. Yeah. And then you had people like me that weren't alive in 85 or alive in 15. So it was a cool thing to see. But this is what JJ had to say about, you know, improvement in what they've seen.
First, let's say 70 games, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. But if you take a look back on the last 20 games, there has been some improvement there. But there's still a lot of room for more improvement. And if we get the improvement and we perform to our expectations, both, I'll say, more globally and then also just what the data is telling us, we'll stabilize a little bit. So it just, but we got to go out and do it. You know, we can talk about it all we want. We got to go out and do it.
I like JJ. He's matter of fact, always has been, right? He, very honest, I think, in his assessment. And he said, we need to perform to expectations. And that's what it is. Those are the three words right there. Perform to expectations. And up until the last, you know, week or so, this team has not performed up to their expectations. Everybody in the lineup has not performed, except Michael Garcia and maybe Kyle Isbell performed up to expectations. And now the guys are starting to perform up to expectations, and you're seeing it in the win column. It's what we've said all year long about this team. Until Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are consistent, this team is not going to be very good. Now they've gotten consistent, they're winning games.
I'm glad you said that, because JJ also said the goal is to get this team better.
I think the goal is always to get better. You know, regardless of where you're at, whether you're seller, buyer, right now I don't think of us as either way. We just want to make our team better. It's well documented. We've talked about where we need to get better, where we need to production. You look at our infield, it's pretty stable. I mean, there's not a lot that's going to change in our infield, and we don't anticipate that changing. But the holes in our offense, you know, the positions are pretty clear where we need to get better. So we just want to get better. You know, whatever that means throughout the month of July, it's not going to change in August. It's not going to change in September. You got to be transactional. You got to be willing to take some shots here and there, but the goal is always going to be to make the team better.
And what that does to get you better, and we talked about it yesterday, is maybe you have a surplus at pitching to where you can add something where you don't have a surplus, and that is outfield hitting. Mm-hmm. I understand Kyle Isbell's been fine. You just sent Drew Waters down. Cags is struggling. Mark Canna's not the answer. And I don't think that I disagree with what he says about the infield, because we say this team moves with Bobby, Vinny, Sal. That's, you know, basically your infield. Mm-hmm. And India's done better getting on, and Garcia's been the guy all year.
Yeah.
So there's no question there. The question is like, if you're going to get that bat, it's going to take something. And if you have something, and Cole Reagans is, you know, should come back. He was pretty active yesterday on the field, walking around and, you know, kind of being cordial with everybody, and had a shirt on that said the arm feels great.
But how about talk about that? Like baseball complains about not marketing players, and one of your
I think he's being on the injured list. I don't think you're required to do anything.
No, but you could. I mean, this is an opportunity for him to get himself out there and market himself.
I was half a second away, be like, can I real quick just take a picture of your shirt? But I didn't want to. He was walking down. I don't want to be that guy. But you're going to have to give something to get something. And we've said that before, right? Last year going to the offseason was, we need a leadoff hitter. How do we do that? Well, we're going to have to get rid of somebody. That somebody was Brady Singer. You got Jonathan India. Whatever your opinion may be, they still did that. They gave up something and got something. Mm-hmm. And
it's turned out to be a pretty good move for this ball club.
And India looks
locked
in the last, I don't know, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So good to see that. And like he said, they're going to get better. They need to get better. But the goal to, you know, maybe make that next step is to go get somebody like that can play the outfield, where you're like, hey, Jack, you're 2 for your last 51. We're going to give you a series. We're not going to give you a day. Hey, Mark Canna, we need you to play on a Sunday getaway game. We don't need you to play 2-3 games a series, or, you know, 2 out of 3 games in a series. Not a shot at Mark Canna, but
No, but that Mark Canha's like your fourth outfielder,
right?
You know,
and I think when you put all that into perspective, you look at the name, and I think the name that is, you know, the one that makes the most sense because there is no control. That is Seth Lugo.
Yeah.
You're not dealing Reagans. You're not going to deal Chris Bubich. You're not going to deal Noah Cameron. Maybe Waka, but I don't know if you're going to get any value out of Michael Waka the way that you would get value out of Seth Lugo. This isn't me trying to say push him out the door. This is just me saying if you want this team to get better, you've got to go where you have a surplus in the option, and the option is just it's Seth Lugo.
Well, it is. Seth Lugo is the guy that you need to trade on this team, and I think if you don't trade Seth Lugo, then I don't feel like you get better. And you can get better by trading one of your better players and making your overall organization better right now. There are four games below 500 with Seth Lugo on this roster right now, right? That's the fact. They are not a playoff team. They are not a first-place team. They are not even above 500 team with Seth Lugo on this roster. His contract is expiring at the end of the season. This is your greatest opportunity to be, as JJ called it, transactional and take shots. And I love the fact that he says that. We want to be transactional and we want to take shots. If that's your general man, I got goosebumps hearing that. Like, transactional and take shots, let's go, man. That's what you want. You want that wheeling and dealing. The problem is a lot of baseball isn't to that level where JJ is and saying, hey, transactional, take shots. A lot of these guys in Major League Baseball are beholden by the prospects, and they don't want to deal these young guys because they're afraid of what's going to happen, you know, and their fans are going to get aggravated in the front office, all this nonsense that people worry about. So I love the fact that he says it's transactional and take shots, and he put a deadline on it, too. He goes, we're not going to be able to do it in August or September, and he's right about that.
Right.
If you don't make a trade and a move in the next 22 days, 23 days, whatever it is that's left in the month, then this is your team going forward. If this ends up being this team going forward and they don't make any moves from a trade standpoint, do you really think they're going to make the playoffs? The answer is no to that question. You've got to go out there, you've got to be transactional, and you've got to take a strength and use that to make a very big weakness better. And that's what the Royals have an opportunity to do with Seth Lugo.
The best parallel I can give it to is when you go back to the Zobrist trade.
Mm-hmm.
They needed a stick in that lineup.
Yep.
They needed somebody that could be the utility guy. Unfortunately, they had to give up Shamania. Now, I know Shamania is not where Seth Lugo is in his career, and it was a little bit more of a severe move, but you weren't winning the World Series without Ben Zobrist.
That's right.
And you won the World Series with Ben Zobrist. And yes, you had to see Mania go, but would you
wouldn't have won a World Championship.
No doubt about it. Somebody says, can you talk about how Noah Cameron and how he isn't getting talked about to being the AL Rookie of the Year?
Well,
Jacob Wilson's minus 150. That number's gone down. But Noah Cameron is 11th on the list at plus 8,000. Jack Caglione is still above him at plus 6,000.
I'd take Noah Cameron every day of the week. I mean,
sure.
Noah Cameron, and you're going to laugh, I think, kind of having like a Cy Young type of season. Like, what has that guy done that's been bad since he's taken the mound that first game? Nothing. He's been dominating. And the emergence of Noah Cameron now gives you the leeway and the opportunity, even if you're 10 games above 500 at this point in time, to trade Seth Lugo because of the way that Noah Cameron has come. Nobody expected this out of Noah Cameron. You give everybody truth serum. There ain't one person in that organization that expected this out of Noah Cameron. And now it's been going on for well over a month. And so the league has had an opportunity to adjust to him, and he just keeps mowing dudes down. His emergence is the reason why you trade Seth Lugo.
Correct. Because he was on the minor league roster when the season started. So no one even knew. This is a bonus.
Yeah.
So, and again, like, I think that, and I don't speak for everyone on this as we wrap this conversation up, I think that we are kind of spoiled with the way the pitching staff started this year and it was last year. You had five guys.
Yeah.
Then you had six guys.
It's like,
and then one guy got hurt and it still went out there and rolled. And
yeah.
I mean, like, that's where it is. Like, in the playoffs, you need three.
That's it.
You have five.
That's right.
So,
and especially now, if Reagans is going to come back sooner rather than later, you get him back, another reason why you can go trade Seth Lugo. And then if you do make it into the postseason, you got Reagans, you got Cameron, and you've got Bubich.
Who's an all-star. So if I told you at the end of the year, your second best pitcher in your roster would start off in Omaha, and a guy coming back from a bullpen arm is going to be your all-star pitcher, and it's not going to be Lugo or Reagans, you'd be like, then this team's going to the playoffs.
But they need outfield. Yeah, they can't hit.
How do you get outfield? Whoa.
So, I mean, like to me, I will be extremely disappointed if Seth Lugo is still on this roster and they didn't get that bat that they needed. Now, there's other ways to acquire that bat.
Correct.
But I think the best opportunity to get the best bat in return, or the most prospects back in return, is with Seth Lugo. You've got to find that team like the Mets, who are coming in this weekend, that needs somebody in their rotation that are willing to deal. Those are the clubs. Like, that guy doesn't care about the minor leagues in New York, right? He'll throw anybody into a deal. Do that type of deal with the Mets and, you know, improve your minor league system. I think they're like 20th in baseball now in minor league system. That area needs to be improved too.
We shift gears from baseball to football, from Fesco and Dusty to Mac Morey as he takes over the show on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
We'll get to Bob's Tuesday threesome here in about 25 minutes.
It's an interesting one that I believe everybody will have a very strong opinion on.
Yeah. I mean, I think you'll be surprised. I think it'll be a slam dunk on one of them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think if you change it up, though, you'd see a different poll. I can get to that during
the
break.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
But also, if you follow us on the Fan 96.5 on Instagram, our wonderful Sophie downstairs put together a Love Island post, and we are the guinea pigs and are number one to be released into the wild. So you can see Mac with chest hair, Bob with two pec tats, and me about 100 pounds lighter.
I love it. I think I look outstanding awesome. In this. I don't know what she did to Mac.
Have any tattoos?
No.
Would you ever get one?
I would consider it, but it's not. I'm not into pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those tattoos on your chest in that picture, though, are something else. They it's like good. Cupid with a gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's, yep.
I enjoy it.
Do you that's know Austin. Those characters?
Yep, that's Austin. You're Nick, and I am Elan.
Is Nick a D?
Nick is,
of course.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Who am I?
You're Austin. Austin.
And what's his story?
Austin, he stayed on the show too long. No one voted him off. It was really frustrating.
That's honestly, perfect. Man. It ain't going to be much longer. You don't have to vote me off.
Sorry.
It's good. It's good. It's probably going to happen sooner rather than later. So,
oh, we're all getting sniped, man. I'm kidding. Oh, man, that's good. Austin, you know, like we're trying to think maybe these guys that we are portraying are these cool guys. Yeah, the guy you are is, yeah, he's a bag. Yeah,
so who's Dusty?
Apparently not a good guy.
Nick, he's fine. He's all right. People really like the new couple he's with in the show. Because his
couple?
So he's the like new girl swinger? He's with.
Oh.
The new girl he's with.
And then,
and you are,
and I'm Eli, and I was on the show for like a week. I got voted out like pretty much instantly.
Okay. I mean, yeah,
yeah, that makes sense.
What's Wachowski doing?
Yeah,
kidding. Oh man, that's great. And you have chest hair.
I wouldn't call that chest hair. That looks like a
porn fuzz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
All right, Elon, get to the. I don't know if that's how you say it. You know.
How do you say it?
Elan.
Elan.
Everyone started calling him Elon. I kind of felt bad for him. Yeah, I was like, it's yeah. Elan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of people call Ian Eagle Ian.
Ian. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Ian Rappaport.
Okay. Max Chiefs question. 60 days, officially 2 months, even 2 weeks away from Chiefs training camp. Just 1 week away from the Chargers getting going, because they'll get going early, them in Detroit.
Worms had legs.
Worms had machine guns, and birds wouldn't be scared of them.
I mean, that is a real quote.
Okay, so I got some audio to play. We'll have a discussion. But overall, the question that I'm asking today is, who is close right now? And then I want to get to history on of Mahomes' level as far as his intellectual level, his mental game. Who is on that level? Who's on that echelon right now? And who have we seen be on that echelon, not just in football, but in sports? Because Mahomes was on Kay Adams' show yesterday, and there were a couple cuts that just kind of get you juiced. Get your plums feeling something right down there. Yeah, get your plums nice and ripe, because this guy's ready. We heard this yesterday, but here's a cleaner cut.
You know, I'm honestly just ready to play football again. Whenever you lose, you kind of have this taste in your mouth that you want to go out there and revenge that, or whatever you want to say. But at the same time, I feel like I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk, and I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it all out there. And I don't really want to talk about it. I just want to go out and show who we are as the Kansas City Chiefs.
he's ready to show it. He's ready to do it. And it's not just him working. It's not just him putting that extra work in that some people maybe don't think he does. He's talking to the GOAT about it, too. Here's him talking about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady had this incredible thing to say about how if he had to pick one person to sort of pass what he was able to do, it is you. He could have said nobody. No, I don't see anybody able to do that. You're in year 9, which is wild.
Yeah.
Wild since you were drafted. How much more do you think about your legacy now as 30 approaches, as year 9 is here?
I think there's always in the back of your mind, even from the beginning of my career. But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day. Just
screwed up the cliche.
That's something that I've been conscious of knowing that how blessed I am to be in Kansas City, to have all these great players around me. And having Tom, a guy like that, say that, I mean, it just motivates me even more. And I've actually talked to Tom a good amount this off season, and it's cool that he wants to give me advice. You know, he didn't have to be like that. He's such a good dude, and I have so much respect for him, and I'll take any advice he gives me.
What does he say to you? What's the best advice?
I gotta keep the secrets, you know. But he always talks about being yourself. He thinks that, which I truly believe too, is that guys can spot when you're not authentic and you're not putting in the work. And that's something that he did every single day. That's why guys respected him so much. And that's all I'm going to do for the rest of my career. And I feel like I've done so far is I'm always myself. No matter if you like me or if you don't like me, you know that I'm giving everything I can to win the football games.
No doubt he is. I mean, like what he said there at the end, like people are, you know, going to know if you're fake, if you're putting in the work or not. Is anybody doubting that Patrick Mahomes is not putting in the work in this organization? No, he's putting in that work every single day. You don't win at the level that he wins by not putting in the work in the offseason, by not getting everything. This is when you win championships. And I know that sounds so ridiculously cliche, and I didn't mess that cliche up. this is when you truly win those championships. It's what you're doing now. It's not what you're doing at practice on a Tuesday or a Wednesday in October. All the hay's in the barn by the time you get there. It's right now. This is when you win championships. And this is why Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid dominate, because while others are on the boat with Cardi B, these guys are out here working their ass off trying to get better. And the one thing that stood out to me in all of that from Patrick Mahomes is that he says, I've been concerned about my legacy since day one. That should be the best thing a Chiefs fan could ever hear, because that means all he wants to do is win Super Bowls and win championships. And it's not about him as an individual. It's about his legacy overall. And he says, I've been thinking about that since day one. That's a great thing to hear, because that means he's motivated to get 8, because that's the number right now. So he's got 5 more to go. Let's do this.
And he knows what that means for his past. He knows what that means for his future, the day-to-day, and he also knows what that means for the little ancillary stuff like the NFL Top 100.
I know it's coming. I mean, I know it's a year-by-year thing, and so there's a lot of great quarterbacks, a lot of great players in this league, and they can rank me wherever they rank me. At the end of the day, all I'm trying to do is win Super Bowls, and I don't care where I am on that list, no offense.
There it is, right? Like, he knows what matters. He doesn't care about if he's 2 or 10 or 15 or whatever it is. Obviously, he may care in week 10 and may have a petty celebration or something planned, but and use it as motivation. But at the end of the day, he truly cares about hoisting more Lombardis.
That's exactly what it's all about. Yeah, I mean, there's not many athletes on this planet ever and currently that have been wired like Patrick Mahomes to sit out there and say it's all about winning those championships. I mean, just look about it with his money. I mean, he continually takes less money than he's worth. He should be making the entire salary cap, quite frankly. You know, like that's how good this guy is. And it's never been about that money. He's never been on one of those, you know, money grubbing, you know, tours where he's looking for every dollar. You know, he's not grifting around out there trying to find the highest paying team or anything like that. This guy is going out there with one goal in mind, and that's to win the damn Super Bowl every single year.
And if you listen to the calmness in his voice, man, he's just ready to go scorched earth. If you don't think this guy's ready, if you don't think this guy's put in the work and prepared to go level everyone else those first 2 weeks of the season, man, that's going to be the best 2-0 feeling ever. Because I'm telling you what, not just my friends who are Chiefs haters, national people truthfully think this Chiefs team has a chance to start 0-2 because of the damn Chargers and Eagles. Get ready, guys.
It's Chargers today. Eagles.
Hello, America.
Yeah, I think that should be the message from Patrick Mahomes. And again, look, I don't want to sound like Emmanuel Nacho, but because you asked the question mentally, like where
mentally,
he's at.
Who's
I
on
still
that
get flabbergasted within games, and I know that a lot of people that watch these Chiefs games probably do the same thing, where he does these things that I don't see a lot of other people do. And those things are knowing exactly where the line of scrimmage is almost every single time. I watched the, I think it was the I think it was the Cincinnati loss in overtime, which that's the worst he's finished outside of going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In 8 years as a starter, the worst.
Losing the AFC Championship game.
In overtime. That's right. By three. So that's why the Acho thing is outstandingly terrible, because his worst season, he finished an overtime loss to a team that went on to the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game.
Do you think Acho knows what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished in his career? And no, I'm being serious about that. Do you think that he knows that Patrick Mahomes has been at least to the AFC Championship game every year that he's been a starting quarterback?
Whereas I think that you could also have the discussion that maybe sounds like I'm defending Acho, which is, I think when it comes to raw talent, I think the closest thing to him is Josh Allen.
No doubt.
Now, I don't think that that is as close as Acho thinks it is, but there are things that Mahomes does that I would just consider like geeky or goofy, where like he'll be running and he'll maybe see a holding call, and we've seen this before, where he'll look back at the ref to see if he threw a flag to know what he needs to do in that moment for that play. Like, does he bust his ass and try to get a first down, or does he know there's a holding call getting called? I'll just run out of bounds or throw it incomplete so I don't risk injury, don't risk anything like that. Like, that's mentally beyond what you see a lot of people do. And when you see those little things that Mahomes does, or in the 13-second game, he's getting ready to get sacked and he throws a pass, it's like a knuckle puck, and he knew the whole time that Kelsey ran the wrong route, but he knew that Kelsey was about to move back and he threw it into a spot and it was a wobble duck pass and Kelsey still catches it for a first down. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the type of stuff that he does that's beyond what you normally see. And again, you look at where his biggest failures are. Two blowout Super Bowl losses and a loss in overtime in the AFC Championship game. And we're going to have a conversation that because these guys have MVPs, there's a close room.
Seriously, like, you can't give Patrick Mahomes the MVP every year, because you don't, right? It's stupid to think otherwise. And, you know, because he didn't get all the MVPs and didn't win all the Super Bowls, we're going to knock him down. I've never seen an athlete, quite honestly, in my lifetime that has been so overly criticized like Patrick Mahomes is. No matter what this guy does, for the successes that he has, nobody gets criticized. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow face less scrutiny and less criticism than Patrick Mahomes does. And Patrick Mahomes is the GD king of this league.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Yeah, I was talking football with one of my friends. You know him, Bob. You saw him, the Tom Brady jersey at the tailgate over the Chiefs.
I don't remember, but yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Okay. He said that...
A lot goes on in the tailgate, Mac. Okay. Which, by the way, Ralph's selling the bus. So if anybody has 20 grand and wants to buy the bus, Ralph has officially put the bus up for sale.
Wish I had 20 grand. But yeah, he said the Chiefs can't win more than 13 games. Can't do it.
Well, can't.
They can't
Why?
Do it.
Why yeah, can't they?
Schedule's too hard.
Can't.
Yep, I've can't, never, do it.
Can't is not a word, first of all.
That's exactly right.
And second of all, okay.
I know. I said, okay. I love
okay,
that.
Okay, Patriot
more
fan.
Motivation. Tampa Bay fan.
Oh, okay. You said Brady, I went immediately
he was in
the
Bucks jersey. Yes.
I still don't remember, but whatever.
Jeez. All right, one word. We did not get to it yesterday. I should have gotten to it over the break. The Rashee Rice news.
Yeah.
One word on the Rashee Rice
news. What was the news exactly?
There is a civil court case in December. No criminal court case. Looks like that won't be probably till even next year. So it looks like there's a good chance.
Wow. I thought you said he was going to get suspended for four games.
A good chance that he's not suspended at all this season.
Yeah. I mean, okay. It's not kind of what we said. Like, this thing is moving at a glacier pace. Seriously. Yeah. Like, this happened, what, now almost two off seasons ago.
Yeah.
Right? Not this off season. Last off season.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I let the law be the law.
Our wheels of justice are in slow motion.
I can't force police to pull people over. I can't force judges to make decisions. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
That's right.
So that's my response to that. My one word is, yeah. I don't know how these things work. So I don't really have an opinion.
Yeah.
How can you have a civil trial before the criminal side of things takes place? Usually the civil trial and the civil case happens after you're acquitted. Just look at the OJ situation. Mm-hmm. Mm. He was acquitted of murder, then they sued him. That's kind of the way it worked. At least I thought. Again,
and then
he wrote
a book called If I Did It.
If is a big word in that. If. Okay.
It's an acronym for I failed.
Let's not start talking about OJ and what he may have done. He was acquitted.
OJ Mayo?
Yeah.
He was paid before NIL.
Yes, he was.
That guy went to USC.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He was a top recruit. Whatever happened to that guy?
He played with men, man. I don't know.
Was he a Clipper for 5 seconds?
I don't think so.
I thought he was a Cav.
I was going to say, he seems like a Cleveland guy. Yeah.
Maybe gone to Orlando. I don't know. Okay, one word on this KC College game. The Nebraska-Cincinnati opener, Arrowhead Stadium, has been named the Kansas City Classic. The organizers are hopeful that it's the first of many. Battle Sports, based in Omaha, will be the sponsor.
I think it's cool, but it's got to be big for me to be interested in it. Like, Cincinnati-Nebraska is a nice start, but don't give me, like, any of the three locals. That doesn't move the needle. Sorry. Missouri-Kansas, Kansas State playing a game at Arrowhead Stadium doesn't get the juices flowing for anybody. It's got to be big. Like, if it's going to be Arrowhead, if it's going to be the Chiefs, make it big. Cincinnati-Nebraska, really nice start, good fan base, you know, in Nebraska. But let's look bigger. Let's get an Alabama game here, an Ohio State game, a Texas game, Notre Dame, if you can convince them. And they'll take a check. I just think, as long as it's big and it's not just becomes like a regional, okay, 30,000 fans are going to the game type of thing, I'm good with it. I just want it to be big.
I think it's fun. We get Dylan Raiola versus Travis Kelce. So there's a Mahomes-Kelce tie there, right? Cincinnati, the University of Travis Kelce's alum. And then Raiola is, well, what Mahomes... If Raiola cuts his hair, what do we think?
FBI needs to be involved at that point. We need a radius around Patrick for this guy.
But, I mean, I don't know if, like, Nebraska, Cincinnati does it for me. I'm like with Bob, like, big, right? Like, that's kind of an easy, you know, like, plug and play with Nebraska, Cincinnati. But, like, what if it was... Like, I think that they should just have it be Missouri versus Kansas. I know that that doesn't move the needle for a lot of people, but locally it does. And what matters? Selling tickets.
Yeah,
getting people to the stadium.
Yeah.
You're going to sell that thing out if it's KU versus Mizzou.
If it's Missouri versus, like, Arkansas State or Kansas versus Coastal Carolina, nobody's interested in that crap.
Somebody says, or Iowa versus Penn State. That'd be big.
That'd be a nice game. Huge. Yeah. Iowa-Penn State. Hell yeah.
More points in these two games. Skeens versus Mizorowski or Iowa versus Penn State.
Skeens versus Mizorowski. Iowa-Penn State. Sure. Sounds fun.
That's a great Big Ten matchup. That'd be fun. One word on the quarterback starting today on Netflix.
Awesome.
The series.
Okay. It's going to be good. Yeah, I'm excited. They did a great job the first time, right? Took last year off. I'm excited for it.
This year it's Goff, Cousins, and Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Fargo, much more entertaining than the quarterback.
Okay.
Just saying. Like, I get the quarterbacks there. That's fine. If the Royals are up 7-2 again tonight, throw on episode 1. Why not?
Right.
Or if you got time to kill, watch an episode. But, I mean, come on, man. I'm about to have 7 months of football. Get you some Fargo in your life.
I'm excited. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
You're going to skip nap day for the next 3 days just to burn.
Is it all come out today, or is this a weekly release?
I don't know.
If it's all out today, over under 2.5 days, Mac gets it completed.
Under.
No way.
Serious question, though. Do you guys prefer all at once or trickled out week by week by week?
Depends on the show.
I want it all at once.
Yeah,
no matter the show, no matter what it is, I want it all at once.
Yeah. Because I'll forget to go back.
I love how they do Stranger Things. Here you go. Here's 6 episodes. They're all an hour and a half.
Every 4 years.
Your own pay. Yeah, that's what sucks.
Yeah, that's the part that blows. People are older than me. One word on going over to baseball. No Bobby Witt Jr. in the home run derby. That is now official. One word.
Who's in it?
We got Cal Raleigh, Ronald Acuna Jr. You have, what's his name? The guy from Washington that's a baller.
Okay.
I can't think of it. James Wood, not the actor. Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah, ooh, piece of candy.
Among other names, but yeah.
I'm good with it, actually. Fine is the word I'll use, because I think Bobby needs the break, too. I think they all need a mental break on that team. And having those 4 days off with, you know, Bobby and obviously Bubic are going down to the All-Star game to play a little bit, but to not have the pressure, I don't think Bobby needs that at this time, so I'm fine with it.
Missed. I think baseball has to put their stars in there. Bobby Witt Jr. had us all on the edge of our seats. I know it was us in Kansas City, but it was also baseball players out there. I know that, you know, I get too involved in the baseball card thing, but there's a following. You know, you got the Wittesons out here from 10 to 2 that love to see Bobby Witt in that tournament. And I just think this is one of those things that baseball needs to use their stars. I mean, one of the best home run derbies we've ever seen was when Josh Hamilton was on top of the world and he put on a show. Aaron Judge put on a show. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper put on a show. Bobby Witt Jr. last year put on a show. But hey, look, there's other stars outside of Kansas City as well, but I think it's missed. I mean, I think Bobby Witt Jr. is...
What if Bobby said no?
That I don't know yet. So, I mean, if he did say no, then he said no. But I don't think he was asked to have the opportunity to say no. So, unfortunately, and not starting the All-Star game as well, which...
Yeah, you know not what? Starting and being a commissioner's exemption, they probably just looked at him this year and said, not your year, kid. Come back next year.
You know what? But hopefully that fuels and awakens a sleeping giant. And right. I don't know what you've seen in the last 2 weeks out of Bobby Witt Jr., but it's been pretty damn good. He's hitting 296 last night, went scorched earth. By the end of this week, he'll be at 300. Everybody will be like, he's not starting? Yeah, the number one of the team captains for Team USA and the starting shortstop for America's team in the World Baseball Classic is backing up a rookie out of wherever, Sacramento, Scranton, who knows? It's a joke. Come on, baseball, do better. Coming up on the other side is Bob's favorite segment. It's his Tuesday threesome. We dive into that here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Man, that's a really good threesome.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving back into it, it's Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Liggins with you. Don't forget, you can go over to our Instagram page, The Fan 96.5, and vote on who you want to see advance on Love Island. Elyon Mac. What is it? Aiden? Is that who Bob is?
Austin. Alfred?
Austin. And then what's my guy's name?
You're Nick.
Nick. And I guess you can vote on there.
Oh, you vote for us?
Yeah, we all three have 33%.
Oh.
So Jen's voted for you.
Yeah.
Mac's mom's voted for him. God knows for me.
Why did my fiance vote for me?
Well, you better get her on it,
Jen. Yeah, okay.
Your mom may have voted for me. I know her friend did.
Hey. So Tuesday, Thursday.
So my sister is traveling the American West with her family right now, right? They live in Philadelphia, and so they're traveling, you know,
America
South
West.
Dakota, you know, and doing all that kind of stuff. I go, oh, you've got to go to Culver's. And I spent 2 days trying to convince them to go to Culver's and to go. No, the do not.
He's unplugging a router.
Okay. The answer is Culver's. I wanted him in here for this segment. And I said, you got to go to Culver's, got to go to Culver's, got to go to Culver's. Right. Mm-hmm. And so they finally went to Culver's and they all enjoyed Culver's. And so being a regional burger chain, I was thinking, what is the best of these three regional burgers? Mm-hmm. Is it the Culver's Butter Burger? Is it the In-N-Out Double Double? Or is it the White Castle Slider?
I think you'd have a tougher decision if you put in Freddy's instead of White Castle.
Okay.
Because I don't say this for everybody, but I feel like White Castle is percentage-wise hated more than people like.
Okay.
Now, I know there are some sickos out there that like these onion sliders.
Yeah.
I've never had In-N-Out.
Okay.
I've also never had Whataburger.
Okay. Even that they've been here now, you still haven't gone?
Nope.
Their spicy ketchup is phenomenal. Their breakfast is really good.
I've heard they have a really good breakfast, like you said. Yeah. And I heard they have a really good frozen Dr. Pepper.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I've never tried that
one. Banana pudding shake.
Is that good?
Fire.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else there for a second.
Yeah, they'd be like, well, I can rides with truck.
Yeah. truck, man. Yeah.
I mean, there's a special place that I go to when I get a double mushroom and Swiss from Culver's with a side of cheese curds and a Diet Pepsi.
Where is that special place? Yeah.
strawberry pie.
And he was like, I know that I'm hard.
Like, I don't do it often because it's scary.
Hello, America.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, double Swiss mushroom.
Oh, my God.
With a side of cheese curds.
That sounds good.
I mean.
And Culver's has the crinkle cut fries, which is just a game changer.
Underrated.
Hello, America.
Yeah. And that's what this threesome is. Yeah, in America in a nutshell. Look, I've only had White Castle once, and it was because we had a babysitter when I was younger, and there was one on the outer road in Blue Springs. I ate one burger, and I don't know.
That was it for you.
I don't know if I, or a slider, I don't know if I got food poisoning or if, like, that's what caused me to not like onions.
So you're out. I get that.
Boom. Never had In-N-Out, which I've heard is amazing.
It's unbelievable.
I want to try it. Culver's, man, golly, and you get the shake. Their chicken strips, their walleye fish sandwich is great.
It's unbelievable.
But we're on Butterburgers, so I mean, I could go on Culver's menu all day. Snuffy, Ale, Leo, Little Mole with the Gippy Leg, Clip, Bony Bob, Mac.
Hello, America.
I'll go In-N-Out, but it may just be because I don't get it enough, and it may be that nostalgia and that feeling of just like...
Do they have it in Tennessee?
No.
In-N-Out's the only 10 I'll see when it comes to a fast food burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Culver's is right there. Culver's is incredible. But yeah. I think I'm going to go with In-N-Out. My one White Castle experience was a high school press box calling a game in Wyoming. Oh. And it was about an hour old, and I was so hungry.
Hour old? You think you had some hot breath doing a press box?
Oh, man. We had a 3.5-hour drive to who you knows where, Wyoming. I was hungry. It's halftime. We're not getting food until probably 10. I mean, yeah, I needed that White Castle slider.
I lived in St. Louis for 3 years. I think I had, when there was a White Castle in the hotel I stayed in for 89 days. Shout out Best Western. And there was a White Castle in the parking lot. 89 days I was in that hotel. Oh, you know how many times I went to White Castle?
Please be zero.
Once.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's it was St. Patrick's Day. And I'm like, all right, I just need something.
Let's
here.
Try it.
Yeah. And it was not good. The last time I went to White Castle was like in 01, 02, 03 ish. I think it had to be 03 because I just got my car in 03. And so we went to St. Louis for Royals Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a White Castle in downtown St. Louis. Well, after a night of drinking, I cut the entire line and bought 3 Crave cases. I didn't realize I was cutting the line. That's how much I had to drink.
Call you Neil Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There are people like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, not a good situation. But of those three, I'm going with the In-N-Out.
So
I was like, I spent 3 days convincing my sister and her family to go, because their idea of vacations is like everybody has to order a $50 steak and duck on the side, you know, just crazy stuff.
Gene?
Like, no, Gene eats a P.F. Chang's, for God's sakes.
Dude, okay.
Don't knock it.
P.F. Chang's is good.
P.F. Chang's lettuce wraps are one of the best menu items I've ever had in my life. I mean, oh my God.
They are fantastic.
My buddy was, his family was wealthy in high school.
Yeah.
And every once in a while during the week of high school, he would pick me up and we would literally drive down to the plaza and just go into P.F. Chang's and eat 2 rounds of lettuce wraps and drive right back to Blue Springs.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God.
No, P.F. Chang's is great. The problem is Gene has been to every P.F. Chang's in every city in America.
The one in Vegas? Great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went to that one. It was good.
Yeah. I mean, that he's like, just P.F. Chang's. Where do you want to go? P.F. Chang's.
Double pan fried noodle.
Mm.
I mean, dude, it's all good.
Really good. It's great. Yeah.
I haven't got to the point where I was going to Hy-Vee and buying the frozen dinners in the bag. And
how
home.
Are those?
I mean, fire.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But can you get the lettuce wrap filling?
I don't know if I've got, I don't know if I've seen their lettuce wraps.
I'm asking, do they, like, if they sold the lettuce wrap filling?
You can. Is it on Amazon? Because today's Prime Day.
It is. The beginning. We got like 3 days of Prime Day, right?
Heck yeah.
Who the hell ordered 18 boxes of lettuce wraps?
That's every day.
Lay off. I'm starving.
Yeah, but if you could get that kind of stuff, like buy your own head of lettuce, obviously, and then have the frozen entree as the lettuce wrap filling, I think they'd sell the hell out of that stuff.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, I mean, some people are saying like Five Guys is on this list.
But that's not a regional chain.
I guess neither is Freddy's, is it?
I think it is.
Is Freddy's only like Midwest?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Yeah, they had Freddy's is
Freddy's
so good.
If you give me Freddy's burger with Culver's fries,
absolutely.
I would be the voice of a weight loss ad.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be the loss of a weight gain ad.
Yeah, they'd be like, are you depressed? Try Freddy's. They have crinkle fries and double steak burgers. Because they put on their burgers what I love. It's just cheese, mustard, pickle. And they use the pickle planks. Game changer.
Yeah, the planks are really good.
What is that? Clausen's? Is that the pickle that's always got the crunch that's really good?
The duck or whatever it is, or the swan. Stop looking at me, swan!
Yeah, that video. Yeah, man, I think White Castle just got to go, man. What? Costco has the P.F. Chang's lettuce wrap fillings?
Ooh, there you go.
All right.
I have not known that.
Good thing I didn't. Otherwise, what, you have to buy that in bulk? I saw that Costco has a new oatmeal cream pie cookie. It's just an oatmeal cookie with, like, cream pie in the middle. Like,
how big is it?
I don't know. I'll have to go to the Costco. I'll show you. Look, I almost sent you guys yesterday for the Smasher Pass segment. Maybe I still should. Because nothing bundt cake. Come on.
Yeah.
But banana pudding cupcake or whatever the hell that thing was.
100%.
I can't feel my
cookie
ankles.
At Costco, I'm in on that, too.
I'll show you. It's, yeah, and it looks soft. And
Like is it as good as a Little Debbie?
I don't know, man. I'm always down for a cream pie, though.
Absolutely.
Those things are
so good.
Smash. They should be illegal, how good they are.
They really should. And it doesn't feel like you're eating anything. They're so light and airy and just delicious. And 1,000 calories later, you had two bites. Yes.
You're like, how do we only have three left? I bought these yesterday. Well, the kids had two. You had three. They come with eight. You're like, fair enough. Coming up on the other side, Chiefs President Mark Donovan has some things to say about, yep, you guessed it, some stadium talk here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.